Tom Olson is one of six original plaintiffs in the 12-year-old case against the U.S. Department of the Interior, currently called Cobell v. Kempthorne. It alleges more than a century of mismanagement of Indian trust monies and has grown to represent several hundred Indian tribes. Last August, a U.S. District Court judge said plaintiffs were entitled to $455 million, a fraction of the $47 billion they were seeking. That ruling has since been appealed, and Molson thinks the Obama administration and a new Interior Secretary could be more receptive than those under Presidents Bush and Clinton.
Maybe this is the time that Indian people will have their dues.
Both Molson and the suit's lead plaintiff, Eloise Cobell, recall Mr. Obama reaching out to Native Americans while on the campaign trail. With Colorado Senator Ken Salazar picked for Interior Department Secretary, they say they expect a better resolution to their case and a better relationship in general.
We seem to be the last priority that the Department of Interior has ever addressed. Listening to all of Obama's promises when he was visiting many of the Indian communities, I'm quite concerned that we stay in the face of new appointed Secretary Salter to have him understand the importance of our people.
Oral arguments have yet to be scheduled in the appeal to the case, which will soon be renamed Cobell v. Salazar. Meanwhile, Molson says he's hopeful that the Obama administration could even issue an apology for the U.S. government's past treatment of Native Americans. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.